Today we are going to read from New Testament, Letter to the Hebrews, Chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible, verse 14. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he here, Jesus, himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. For assuredly he does not give help to angels, but he gives help to the descendant of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to be aid of those who are tempted. The word tempted, tempt, is big word, but very, very crucial word this morning. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and his wife, they were innocent. They were righteous. They were pure. They were images of our heavenly God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They are made of righteousness, holiness, of truth. But they were tempted by God's arch enemy, fallen angel, Satan. So, tempt or temptation is crucial word for all children of God throughout all ages. This morning, I put the title of this text, What to Do Under Temptation. The letter to the Hebrews is addressing that point. Hebrew Christians dispersed all the European countries, including African continent. They were driven away by the eternal decree of God due to their own obstinate, stiff-necked rebellion against their covenant God. Some of them were chosen by God from eternity to be spiritual children of God, spiritual descendants of their physical ancestor Abraham. By the way, you and I, non-Jewish people, we as Gentiles are spiritual descendants, children of God, like few Jewish Christians. They are physically, spiritually descendants of Abraham. We, spiritually descendants of Abraham. Here, the Apostle Paul writes this letter to his fellow Jewish Christians. They are under great temptation, sometimes in the form of persecution, sometimes in the form of very sugar-coated, tempting voice of Satan to make their life comfortable, easy, in all Roman Empire. Because that specific ethnic group has been driven away from their hometown, time to time. especially Christians, Jewish Christians, are under double pressure by persecution or by temptation. Therefore, this letter to the Hebrews is very important to those Jewish Christians regarding their constant the source of stress, temptation. And the Apostle Paul wisely deals with it, the subtopic temptation. Jesus is the champion of all kinds of temptations because the tempter, the representative of all evil powers, that Satan himself tempted Jesus. Apostle John, in his letter, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, he tells us, the tempter Satan, or demon, comes to us with temptation with three specific purposes. To arouse us, the lust of flesh, human nature is triggered by such lust. And lust of eye, our eye has no limit to desire for whatever it sees. And pride of present life. Those three things tempter had in his mind when he tried to tempt God's people. So he came to tempt Jesus in the wilderness of Judea with those three topics. And Jesus, he overcame tempter's threefold temptation. Interestingly, in Greek original word, perasmos can be translated either to test or tempt. Both senses can apply simultaneously, just depending upon the context. So the positive sense can be translated test. But negative sense can be translated tempt or temptation. So the context dictates the translation. Here, Jesus overcame the severest form of temptation by the original father of temptation, Satan. From there, this apostle writes a letter to Hebrews. Remember, who is our ultimate victor, conqueror? Above all, who overcame not just power of Satan, devil, but even overcame the power of the dreadful death. So let us remember, like those Jewish Christians in first century, we are under the same constant temptation, the dreadful power of death, and behind it, power of Satan. We are under such constant pressure from such temptation. So we are ready to listen to Apostle Paul's tender but firm assurance to comfort us, to encourage us, as it did to those Jewish Christians, to become victorious to overcome satanic temptation under any circumstances. Verse 14, he said, therefore, since the children desire in flesh and blood, he is explaining to his readers about Jesus Christ. So he says, Jesus Christ, he shares as a child of God, as a descendant of Abraham, physically, flesh and blood with you and me. That's what he's saying. My fellow Jewish Christians, you and I, we have flesh and blood. Likewise, Jesus of Nazareth, as a descendant of Abraham like you and I, he also shares in flesh and blood. He is true man. That's what he means. So Jesus, as Son of God, only begotten Son of God, partook of the same nature as Paul's and Jewish Christians. No wonder Jesus partook human nature, put the human nature upon himself. So in the person of Jesus, he has two perfect, not intermingled natures, divine nature, human nature. Human nature is concerned, he is like you and I, like Apostle Paul and Jewish Christians. What? They are destined to die. Prior to their great fall, Adam and his wife could die or not could die. But after fall, all human race is doomed to die. Jesus, since he took upon his person, human nature, he is liable to death. And without sin, he willingly took upon himself human nature so that he could die. Not for his own sin, no, he is innocent, he is sinless. For the sins of the world, especially for the sins of his elect, his brothers and sisters. No wonder on the resurrection day morning, early Sunday morning, Jesus told his disciples, women disciples, go tell my brothers. He experienced death, the misery of death. He overcame power of death, power of Satan, who uses death to terrify human beings. He overcame. So he clearly testified to the fact he is a true man. So he calls his disciples, my brothers. Friends, it's comforting to know Jesus is our brother, not angelic form of brother who could not experience our misery, who could not experience our dreadful fear of death. Rather, he experienced a perfect human being with limited capacity as a human being, weakened by human flesh and blood, though he is sinless, but he went through all stages of suffering, fear, uncertainty of the future, all kinds of stages of human temptation he went through, and he overcame through obedience to his heavenly Father, obedience to the Word of God. He experienced suffering, he overcame power of death. that Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, is your physical brother and my physical brother. But Apostle Paul, he continues saying, through this, Jesus might render powerless him, Satan, who had the power of death, devil. So he might free those who, we are the who. We are the one through fear of death were subject to slavery all our lives. All human beings, they are through the fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. But thank God, Jesus assuredly does not give help to angels who could not experience physical death, but he gives help to the descendants of Abraham, physically dying, daily dying, all human beings, especially covenant children like you and me, Jewish Christians. He is ever ready to give help to those descendants of Abraham. Therefore, Jesus had to be made like his brothers in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. Why? To make propitiation. In other words, to appease angry God's wrath. To satisfy angry God's justice upon the guilty. You and I, Jewish Christians, including Apostle Paul, all we are under God's just judgment. Sentence was curse. The content of curse was eternal death, including physical death. Jesus underwent through physical death. And spiritually, he was under God's spiritual condemnation. So on the cross, he had to cry out, "My God, why you have forsaken me?" That hellish separation, hellish condemnation, hellish destruction of his soul he experienced for our sakes. Human high priest. He himself has sins, so he has to sacrifice before God. And then, once again, he has to sacrifice for his fellow Jewish believers in Old Testament times. But Jesus is here now, not just killing those bulls and lambs to sacrifice for his sin or for fellow Jewish brothers and sisters. No, Jesus, he killed himself. High priest kills animals, but Jesus killed himself, made his physical body and spirit as an offering to appease, to pacify God's anger, great wrath upon our sins. How he could do that? Because as a human being, he could see the terror of death, power of Satan through death. And he could see the pressure from all kinds of circumstantial temptations he could experience. But by the power of God's word, he overcame Satan's direct temptation against his body and soul. So let us remember what to do under temptation. First of all, let us remember prayer. Jesus told his slumbering three special friends, disciples, James, John, and Peter, during his bloody sweat prayer hour in Gethsemane, his inner circle disciples were slumbering. He told them, watch, pray, so that you may not enter into temptation. So let us remember, under any kind of subtle or evident temptation, pray, as Jesus himself showed by his exemplary prayer in Gethsemane. You and I, instantly we have to shoot the arrow of prayer. Lord, help me. Like Peter, when he began to drown in the Galilean Sea, he exclaimed, Lord, help me. I'm dying. Under temptation, we must remember prayer. That is our lifeline to hold our victor who overcame power of Satan, power of death, our Lord, our Savior, merciful and faithful High Priest Jesus Christ. Secondly, under such temptation, let us once again remember what Jesus is to us, what he has done for us. Merciful, faithful High Priest, by killing himself, by making himself to be like exactly one of us, took upon himself human nature. Not in the form of angel. He used to do that during his appearance to Abraham or several occasions in Old Testament times. But when time came, he took upon himself human form, not angelic form, and he became our flesh-blood related brother. So let us remember what Jesus is to us, what he has done. He has undergone God's eternal condemnation on our behalf. So he is our high priest, not killing animals for himself and for fellow Israelites, killing himself. High priest, not only he killed himself, but also he rose again from the dead, and even that, ultimately he ascended to heaven, sat at right hand of God, for what? To pray, to intercede for each one of you, each one of us. Wow! What a friend we have in Jesus. So let us remember what Jesus has done, who he is, what he is for us. And thirdly, let us remember Jesus by reciting Holy Scripture, Word of God, to overcome Satan's severe threefold temptation in Matthew chapter 4. Likewise, by the help of the Holy Spirit, we must remember Word of God to overcome temptation. As 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 said, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. And Jesus showed us his exemplary victorious strategy to fight, even to overcome temptation, to defeat the tempter, the Satan, and tells us, remember under your temptation, word of God, by the same word of God, I fought and I overcame. Until his second coming, all children of God, still with remaining sinful nature, will face time to time, constantly, various temptations. Let us remember that. Jesus taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And shoot arrow prayer instantly, the moment we felt we are under such subtle or strong temptation. And let us remember who Jesus is, who experienced all our temptation, overcame, and punished for our all sins. And remember, word of God, to overcome such temptation. So in the day of his second coming, we could stand before him, give all glory, gratitude to him for our endurance under temptation. Thank God for Jesus, our merciful, who experienced all our temptation and faithful, promise-keeping high priest, our eldest brother, Jesus. Amen.